Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being on today's podcast. We're so excited about all things Christmas here at Sugar Hill Church. In fact, on Sunday, Pastor Chuck kicked off our teaching for the month. It's called the Great Gift Exchange. Now, chances are you've been to one of those parties where you swap gifts and you drew numbers and all of that. This gift exchange is much, much better. And so if you missed Sunday, please jump on our website, sugarhill.church, and catch the replay. But one of the things I want to talk about today is just the idea that if we're not careful, we'll have this idealized, romanticized picture of Christmas in our heads. I mean, you look around, you see all the Christmas cards, you see the nativity scenes, and if we're not careful, we'll assume that the original Christmas was stress-free and perfect. But that's not true. That really just not, it's just not true. That is not how that first Christmas actually felt. In fact, the very first Christmas did not start out as a merry time for those involved. The news that Jesus was coming stressed everyone out. Think about the people involved. You've got Mary, who's confused and worried. An angel told her that she'd give birth to a son, and he would be the Son of God. He would be God himself. She didn't know what was going to happen to her engagement. Her future actually felt bleak. Then you think about Joseph. Joseph was hurt and broken. His fiance had just told him that she was pregnant, and supposedly she had had no sexual relations. So think about this. He felt hurt, and he felt cheated on. Then you think about the shepherds. They're afraid. They saw a bright light, and they watched angels appear out of nowhere. And then you've got the wise men. They were exhausted. They traveled a long way to get to Jesus. They were ready for rest. And so think about that. Just think about those ideas. Confused and worried, hurt and brokenhearted, afraid and exhausted. Maybe you feel that way already launching into December. You may feel confused, hurt, afraid, or simply exhausted. So what does this story tell us? What does this remind us? Well, over the next several weeks, we want to go deeper into all of the things that we see at Christmas. But there's one thing that I want you to get on the front end of the month is that everybody in the original story learned one lesson. They learned that they absolutely had to turn to God. The Bible says in Joel chapter 2, verse 13, "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate. He is slow to anger, he's abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity." So I want to remind you on the front end of this month that no matter what you're going through, that God still loves you. That when you turn to God, he will not turn away from you. On that very first Christmas, every one of those people turned to God. They looked to him to meet their greatest need. God was there for Mary, he was there for Joseph, he was there for the shepherds, he was there for the wise men, and here's my encouragement for you today, he will be there for you as well. And so today I want to encourage you, would you take a moment to pause, would you take a moment to pray, and just tell God whatever that thing is that you're feeling, what if you're confused, if you're hurt, if you're afraid or exhausted, would you tell that to him, would you rely on him and allow him to be there for you? Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. We hope you have a fantastic day, and we look forward to seeing you back here soon for another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day. Thank you.